Chapter 1. La meilleure nouvelle. The best news ever. To Charlotte, from Sophie. Subject: Orangina.
I have seen Orangina. It was him, I'm so sure. He was wandering by the Seine. I call his name and he turned around. I took only one step in his direction and he ran away. You must come. He would come to you if you called him. I worry about him. Alone, with no charming houseboat to return to at night. I have a few days off from school because of teacher meetings next week. I'll talk to Maman. You talk to your father. You must come to Paris. Orangina needs you. And you have been away much too long. Bisous, Sophie.
It took me hours to fall asleep that night. Too many visions of a sugar plum Orangina were dancing in my head. The next morning, I jumped out of bed as soon as my alarm went off, and I rushed to the kitchen to tell Dad about the email. When I got to the part about Sophie begging me to come to Paris, I began to talk faster and faster. It was like I was on fast forward. I know it's short notice, but Dad, it's such good timing. I don't have any tests next week, and I miss Sophie so much. It feels like forever since I've seen her. Can you believe she found Orangina? I looked online last night at flights, and they're actually really cheap right now, and we don't have school next Friday because it's a professional day, and I haven't missed a day of school yet this year, and... I had to stop and take a deep breath. I was trying to stay calm, but it wasn't easy.
So? I asked tentatively.
My dad is pretty laid back as far as dads go, but still, I knew it was a real long shot. I mean, who sends their daughter to Paris to find a missing cat?
Are you really asking me if you can jet off to Paris next week? Alone?
Dad looked amused. Well, actually, yes. I crossed my fingers behind my back and tapped my foot on the floor. It's what I do when I want something really, really badly. Dad stirred his cinnamon oatmeal around and around and looked thoughtful.
I don't know, Charlotte. I'd love to be able to just say yes and send you off on a great adventure. I know Orangina means a lot to you and how much you miss Sophie, but there are a lot of things to think about. It's a big deal to miss a week of school.
My dad teaches creative writing at Boston University, so school is very important to him. He continued,
I know I hate to see my students miss a class. It's hard to catch up. Even if tickets are cheap, it's still a significant amount of money. And to be honest, I don't know how I feel about sending you off on a plane all by yourself. We've always traveled together.
I took a deep breath and launched into the responses I had rehearsed before falling asleep the night before. I can talk to my teachers before I leave, and I know the BSG will collect all of my assignments. I'm doing really well in school, and I'll work extra hard before I leave and even harder when I get back. Besides, I still have some money saved from my birthday last year that I could put toward the ticket. And I know I've never traveled by myself before, but plenty of kids my age do it. Avery's flown by herself to see her dad in Colorado a couple of times, and I'm sure the Morells would meet me as soon as I got off the plane. Besides, I paused to catch my breath. Traveling is very educational. Dad laughed out loud. I knew that last comment would crack him up. It's something he was always telling me.